Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is calling on all friends of Israel to show their support today. At a time when terrorism and anti-Semitism are at an all-time high, the Jewish people need strong friends like you who will proudly say, "I stand for Israel." Go to www.ifcj.org/blaze to claim your free U.S.-Israeli flag pin today. Wear it as a strong symbol of your solidarity, faith, and resolve. ifcj.org/blaze.
Bravery, resilience, principle. These are the stories of ordinary people making the decision to be extraordinary. This is Courage Boys.
Charles only slept 1 hour the night before his flight. When he woke up, he put on his lightest underwear and cut the extra padding out of his shoes. He ignored the papers. They all predicted failure. And when you consider the facts, it was a pretty fair prediction. New York to Paris is about 3,600 miles, and most of it, water. 33 hours of flight, a single engine and a prop plane at that? The last two teams to try this disappeared in the ocean with better planes and more men. Yet Charles got rid of his parachute, got rid of his radio, fuel gauges, and lights. With over a ton of gas and no frills, his plane, called the Spirit of St. Louis, was a little more than a flying fuel tank and a teeny cockpit. It had one purpose: to get Charles Lindbergh across the Atlantic Ocean before anyone else could do it. The wheels sloshed through the mud as Lindbergh tried to get his little plane up to speed. His wheels barely cleared the telephone lines, but Charles Lindbergh was airborne. This didn't feel like the magic of flight that it used to, though. He sat on a hard seat with a stick between his legs and very little elbow room. He flew out of the States and north to Newfoundland, where he would make a right turn out into the ocean. Back in America, Yankee Stadium, at the Sharkey versus Maloney heavyweight championship fight, the announcer came over the loudspeaker.
"I want you to rise to your feet and think about a boy up there tonight who is carrying the hopes of all true-blooded Americans. Tonight, say a little prayer for Charles Lindbergh."
The people bowed their heads as somewhere over the Atlantic, night fell. The damp air was bitter cold and windy. Big white icebergs reflecting the moonlight were the only things he could see beneath him. He was flying over terrain where ships had never even sailed. Then the fog came. Charles climbed and climbed, but he could not get over the fog. He couldn't see a thing. So he stared at his little compass needle, bouncing furiously, and trusted it for a couple of hours. Finally, he broke the fog, where, for the first time, in the smooth air, he met his biggest challenge. Charles Lindbergh hadn't slept in 39 hours. His eyes so desperately wanted to close. Charles opened the window, slapped his own face, even held his eyes open with his fingers, but it wasn't working. He became so weary that he wasn't sure if he was alive or dead. And that's when the voices started. Charles looked over his shoulder into the fuselage where only a large gas tank had been, and he saw people, light, talking people. They spoke to him, and for hours he experienced elements of existence that he had never known before. Boys, I don't know if you believe in angels, but I do. And those angels kept him company till daybreak when Charles looked down, green fields, farmers. He was in Ireland. Charles flew 6 more hours to Paris, where he landed to an ocean of people in instant worldwide fame. Charles Lindbergh had proved the critics wrong. But to me, he proved a bigger point. That is, if we're all in, completely spent, and have drained ourselves of every available frill and resource, that perhaps is when God steps in. And so, courage, boys. The lonely, cold man at the end of his rope often, we'll meet God there.
Courage, boys. Hear all the episodes on demand at glennbeck.com/courage.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You looking to sell your home? At realestateagentsitrust.com, our goal is to ease the stress of home selling by helping you sell your home as quickly as possible at the best price possible. Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and I want to thank you. In just the last few months, thousands of Blaze Radio listeners just like you have contacted our agents. So if you're thinking of selling your home, or if you want help buying a home, go to realestateagentsitrust.com and let our individually selected agents earn your business. realestateagentsitrust.com.